welcome to Underground Philly, a place where we talk about all the sports you want to hear. MLS, NHL, high school sports, and more. Tune in to Underground Philly for the coverage you won't get anywhere else.
Hello and welcome to this, the newest and the 10th episode of Underground Philly. Yes, who would have thought that we would have made it 10 episodes? If you'd like to follow us on Twitter, you can find us at UGround Philly. You can also find us on Facebook, just search for Underground Philly. And we have a blog where we break stories that you don't necessarily hear us talk a lot about on here, or maybe we just go into a little more detail. You can find that at ugroundphilly.blogspot.com. But again, I'd just like to thank everybody out there for listening for the past 10 episodes, and I look forward to bringing you many more. Yes, that's right. It is soccer time, and it was a crazy couple of days for the English Premier League. We started things off seeing Manchester United fall at home at Old Trafford 3-2 against Blackburn, despite a stellar effort from Dimitar Berbatov, who has scored 5 goals in the past 2 games for the Red Devils. But again, Blackburn beat Manchester United. And a lot of people thought, you know, Manchester United's the one team that's going to be able to keep up with Manchester City. And this really gives Manchester City a chance to pull away. It's going to give them a chance to get a 3-point lead on Manchester United and really just, you know, do what they have to do to get away and to win the English Premier League. But fortunately for United and United fans, and unfortunately for Manchester City fans, Sunderland stole a 1-0 victory over City 4 minutes into injury time in the second half. If you look at the stat sheet, you'd really think that Manchester City should have destroyed Sunderland in this game. Manchester City had 27 shots to Sunderland's 8. They had 10 corner kicks to Sunderland's 1. They held the ball for 69% of the game. And, you know, overall, they played a lot better than Sunderland did, but it, you know, in the end, it wasn't enough. Dong Wanji scored a last-gasp winner against Man City, and good for him, and good for Manchester United fans, because this means that instead of Manchester City pulling away and taking a 3-point lead at the top of the table, Manchester City and Manchester United are now tied with 45 points, with Tottenham Hotspur, Arsenal, and Chelsea following up with 39, 36, and 34 points, respectively. My boys Stoke tied this weekend, and they sit in 8th place with 26 points. So they will not be a threat for the English Premier League title this season, but hey, they have a chance if a couple games can go their way. They might be able to get up into the 5th or 6th spot, and good for them. And the other big news we had coming out of the EPL is that Arsenal is looking to possibly pick up Lucas Podolski. They're believed to be preparing a $10 million transfer bid for Podolski amid reports that the FC Cologne striker has fallen out of favor with the club's director of sport, Volker Finke. Podolski has scored 14 goals in 16 Bundesliga games this season and is in some of the best form of his career. And if Arsenal could pick him up, I mean, this would be a big signing for them. I mean, they've already just recently signed Thierry Henry to a 2-month transfer, which is big. He's coming from the New York Red Bulls. They're looking to add a little bit more firepower, and Podolski would definitely be a big help, and they could pair him with the man who it seems like he can't play a game without scoring, Robin van Persie. And I know Arsenal's a little farther back in the table currently. They're in 4th with 36 points, so they're 9 points behind City and United. But if you put Podolski and Van Persie at the front of that attack and have Thierry Henry in there too, that's really going to be a potent offensive attack. And you just have to hope that the Manchester United and Manchester City are going to be able to keep up with that. United is also denying the reports that Wayne Rooney was benched this past weekend for disciplinary reasons. They're saying he was hurt in practice. Maybe that's true, maybe it's not. All I know is that if I was Sir Alexander Ferguson, I would be giving serious thought to giving Dimitar Berbatov a lot more playing time, since he has 5 goals in 2 games, and he is really on a tear. And that's pretty much all the news right now in English Premier League soccer. It was definitely a crazy weekend. But up next, we have everybody's favorite topic these days, the Winter Classic.
Wake up, Philadelphia, and let me hear you sing. The orange and the black, the orange and the black. Across the blue that we attack, we are the orange.
Yes, that's right. It is time for Winter Classic talk. And one thing that I have been hoping for has come true. And that is the crazy, the wonderful, the hilarious to watch Ilya Bryzgalov will be starting the game on the bench. And Sergei Bobrovsky will be the starting goalie for the Flyers tomorrow at the Winter Classic. Bryzgalov, who the Flyers signed earlier this year, hoping to end a string of, at best, okay, and at worst, absolutely god-awful goalies. He was signed to a 9-year contract, and we're half a season in now, and already cracks are beginning to show in the game of Ilya Bryzgalov. He's really played absolutely awful in the past couple weeks. We had a 6-0 loss, a 5-1 loss. He's just really been playing really poorly. And I've really wanted to see Sergei Bobrovsky get the chance to start in the Winter Classic, and he's going to get it. And I think that's the right move. A lot of people might not agree. You know, you're paying Bobrovsky a lot of money. I'm sure the NHL does not want Bryzgalov on the bench because, as we all know, they have that HBO show. HBO 24/7 has been following the Flyers and specifically Bobrovsky. And Bobrovsky is kind of a jokester. He definitely likes to have fun. In fact, when he was asked about it, he said, "I have great news and even better news. Okay, the great news is that I'm not playing tomorrow night, and the good news is that we have a chance to win." And that's what Ilya Bryzgalov said when reporters were asked about the possibility of him starting or sitting for this game. But I know the NHL would like to see him play just because of how much they've been talking about him. But, I mean, in the end, it's game number 37, and the Flyers need the points against a division rival, the Rangers. So, you know, you can't just start a guy because it's what the NHL wants for ratings. If the alumni game is, you know, if the alumni game is any indication, after 44,000 people showed up for the game and a lot of people really enjoyed it, you have to believe that whether or not Bobrovsky or Bryzgalov is starting in the game, that it's definitely going to be a big deal for the Philadelphia Flyers. And so that's the big news out of the Winter Classic. Also, it's been moved up. We're back. The game time is at 3 o'clock now, and a lot of that is due to the fact that Philadelphia has been experiencing unseasonably warm weather, which I guess is a little better than last year when the game was in Pittsburgh and it rained, which basically turned the rink into a slush field. They should be able to have a little bit of better temperature control since there's not water all over the rink. But still, you would really like to see this game go off without a hitch and go off with you know, a lot of cold temperatures, maybe a little bit of snow. Unfortunately, it's probably going to be sunny and warm. But that's 3 o'clock tomorrow with Bobrovsky in net. And that's all we have for you on this episode of Underground Philly. Thanks for tuning in. Next time, we'll give you guys a recap of the Winter Classic, hopefully with a stellar performance from Bobrovsky and a great performance from the Flyers offense, and we'll beat those stinking New York Rangers. I don't know, 8-1 would work for me. And thank you for listening for 10 episodes. We look forward to having you tune in to many more.
You've been listening to Underground Philly.